Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Oh, no.
Alright. Yeah, it's just spell.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you might watch them in the future. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
Aaron.
Nick.
And this is episode 237. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to the social media, namely just Facebook and Twitter, or links to the iTunes page, or you can go to the podcast app, do all that stuff where you write a review, help us out, hit subscribe, all that fun stuff. And then, yeah, enjoy.
Sausage.
Well,
Speaking of links,
Legend of Zelda 3.
Link to the Past?
Like, I don't know what to do. I mean...
Well, your quest, bro.
No, I'm just like...
Get a game genie.
No, because I did... You have to get 3 medals and then get the sword.
Correct.
And then I got one, and then I don't know... I can't get the fucking other one because I need the fucking book, but I don't have the charge thing to get the fucking book off of the shelf.
That's why you get a game genie.
What the fuck?
I forget what you have to do.
I can't get the sword first, right?
The Master Sword. No, but you get the... charge before you get the Master Sword.
No, I know. I need the fucking charge.
You take out the cartridge while you're resetting it?
That's stupid. Game Genie is stupid. You put it back again. No, I need to get the charge to get the book to open the fucking door to get another amulet.
You don't get the book, I know. You can't get the tapes. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, man.
It sounds like you got a real catch 22.
What you do is you turn it off and you play Red Dead Redemption 2 instead.
I know.
That's what you do.
So this week's movie, I picked it, and it's actually a movie I haven't seen in a while, but I loved a lot when I was younger. It was the Brady Bunch movie, which was basically, the simple idea of that movie was, we'll take the family, we'll keep them exactly the same, we're not going to update them, but we're going to put them in modern times, which is the 90s. Funny thing about that is now you can take pretty much any of those characters that weren't the Brady Bunch, you could give them their own movie now because it's the same amount of time and they'll feel fit like fishes out of water because it's been 20 years since then, and the 90s are so insane.
Well, it's
like
making a Beverly Hills Now 2 in a movie.
Is this the first one that did it, though? Like those old shows that... But Starsky and Hutch did take place during its time.
Exactly. A lot of them either just have all the characters like either updated to fit in for the now, or it just they just take
and
place
And I usually enjoy all the movies that have to be old... Like TV shows, I enjoy pretty much all of them.
Back to the Beach kind of did it.
Oh, yeah, Back to the Beach was kind of one of the first.
But it was them older.
They were playing their types of characters,
But their kids were still modern for the era.
Also, why you 5-0 work?
Well, the new show?
That's just a series.
You call up the police in Hawaii, and then they show up.
That's how it works.
You're eating a Subway sandwich, and it's culinary fusion. Bam, brada.
Brada.
So Ed Asner plays the same character he did in the first...
Wait, there's a Hawaii Five-0 movie?
No, there's a Hawaii Five-0 show.
Oh, yeah, the one with...
But it's modern, completely.
No, that's the Subway show, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's either they go full serious or they go silly, like throwback to it. That was a great game.
Like Miami Vice went completely serious.
And then no one cared and watched it.
Surfer, and it was the same director who created it.
If you're a surfer, you have to like love that song, right?
Well, that's
what if you're a real like Hawaiian surfer?
I mean,
well, like then you call us all Howleys,
power bombing Howleys in the ocean. So.
Jason Momoa power bombing people on a surfboard.
I mean, that is a good theme.
You know, Clint Eastwood's son lived in Hawaii, and he said he used to get in fights all the time because he's white.
Oh, my dad did too.
You talking about Scott?
Yeah,
your dad fought Clint Eastwood's son.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
No, he lived in Hawaii for like a few
mythological
years.
Characters here.
Did he get powerbombed by Hawaiians because he was...
No, but he got called Howley.
I want to assure this is Howley. Just walk around. I'd get beat up, probably.
So the main plot in the Brady Bunch movie is that Squiggy or Lenny... It's either Squiggy or Lenny. I always forget which one he was.
Michael McKean?
Yeah. He wants to basically... He's trying to get like close this deal to turn this area into a mall. So he's trying to get everyone to buy...
Like including Uncle Phil.
Including Uncle
He's
Phil.
Playing his character from Airheads.
Pretty much, kind of, yeah. But the Brady...
Wait, Squiggy's dead?
Yeah.
All right, peace, Squiggy.
So he was Lenny. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but the Bradys don't want to sell because they're old-fashioned still, basically, and they want to keep their house, and then Mike says a bunch of crazy life lessons.
And the dad's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also played by him, so...
Gary Cole, so because Gary Cole is awesome.
Yeah. He invented if you're not first, you're last, so what are you going to do?
Pretty much. But yeah, so that's the main plot, and that there's a lot of other B-plots from episodes that are actually used in the movie throughout to pay homage.
Juxtaposing them with, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, it's like a weird version of the 90s, like L.A. is supposed to be super hyper-violent.
It's that. Yeah. Well, that's what movies at that time period.
It's the stereotype of what L.A. was. Because Beverly Hillbillies does it, too.
Oh.
Because they have the road
Beverly
rage.
Was Beverly Hillbillies before this?
Yeah. No, I don't know. But it's not like...
Adam's Family. They were doing a lot of TV shows as the monsters.
You know what? All these ones you're saying?
They're all great.
I love them all.
Yeah. Wow.
I never liked the monsters, though. Just as a show. As a kid. Where happened to Gilligan's Island?
I remember as a kid enjoying the Munsters today because they were in color and it was just a silly idea. But I also know now that it was not good.
For years they were trying to do a Gilligan's one. Like, I swear, like, every so
often. It would be like Lost?
You always hear about that every so often. Like,
it'd all be fucking, like.
Well, even the sequel to this has a nod to it.
Yes.
Okay,
in
so
the sequel to this.
Aaron and I brought up something.
I remembered the wrong movie.
I was thinking, and him and I were thinking, like, oh, yeah, what happened to all these parts that happened in this movie?
I was like, where's the incest subplot?
That's part two.
Yeah. It's and all part two.
Like, when it ended, I was like, oh, like, damn, I remembered the wrong movie.
I've seen sequel more because it was on TV more.
This was on TV a lot up until the sequel. Now it seems like it's always a very Brady sequel.
I feel like
on.
I saw both of them a lot.
I did. I know I did.
I remember parts of this, but I mostly remember parts of part two.
Because I like part two because of the incest thing. It was funny. Because I always used to think that. I'm like, how would Greg not fucking like
Marcia?
And
now it's a Brazzers website.
Oh, it's a true story.
And the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah, Tim Matherson?
No.
Because he's awesome. But
I remember thinking the incest thing was weird as a kid.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't like... I mean,
but it's not incest.
When this movie came out, I was like in sixth grade, and for some reason I thought it was funny if I kept singing Clowns Never Laugh Before, Beanstalks Never Grew, and I don't know why I thought that was so funny. But yeah, the whole Johnny Bravo thing where he's just trying to be a rock star is hilarious.
But that show, like back in the day... People did think Greg Brady was cool, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, he was actually supposed to be cool.
No, but how they were at, like, the...
Funny story, our Uncle Mike tried to be like Greg Brady.
That's, of course he did.
Because...
That sounds about right.
He also started telling people to call him Johnny Bravo.
Oh, my God. And but that was already outdated, and then people would just think he's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
During the 90s?
It was in high school. Our Uncle Mike in that...
It was the 70s, probably, right?
Yeah, it was
I thought he was asking for this in the 90s.
In high school, he, like, wanted... He was the Mustang of the... He was the mascot, but he also wanted people to think he was cool, so it's like he tried to have his persona as Johnny Bravo, and he told people to call him that.
You need a giant, tall, blonde wig.
You know what?
You need sunglasses. You need a very tight black shirt.
And you know what he needed to learn, though? He needed to learn that Johnny Bravo is just Johnny Rotten.
That made me laugh.
I
never understood what Johnny Bravo was as a kid because I watched this stupid show as a kid, and I just thought they're talking about the fucking cartoon.
I watched the fuck out of this show, but Gilligan's Island's my favorite one.
Gilligan's Island still holds up. I've watched all of it.
Well, yeah,
it's wonderful.
But then watching it, I feel like the character how they do it in the movie. I like the movie characters more than the TV show characters. Because they're obviously playing it as a joke. But just Jan Brady is the MVP of this movie.
Well, and I remember as a kid, like, my mind was blown when I realized he's the voice of Spider-Man.
I knew that.
At the time, like, I'm just like, oh my god, it's the voice of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Shocker!
You, Prince Eric.
Well, that too. I didn't know. And then that when I learned all that, I'm like, well, Christopher Daniel Barnes is going places. Yeah. He didn't go anywhere.
And then you find out that's also, like, a giant comb over he has.
Yeah. He's actually he's been bald for a while.
Bald to the middle of his head.
Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was what?
Spider-Man Noir.
In one of the video games.
You're saying it weird.
War.
Yeah, I thought you were saying war.
No, Jan is the MVP of both movies. So it doesn't matter. But in part two, Greg and Marsha's story is so amazing that they're both great too.
I was like, where's the whole, like, hey, Foxy chick? And then she turns around and it's like, oh, it's his sister.
Because how she does her Jan Brady walk, the side to side thing, it's pretty fucking great. I just fucking love it.
You better work it.
Wait, which one was his sister?
Marsha.
Well, oh, when it's in the part two,
yeah, because I was waiting for that scene to happen.
Yeah,
no, but them in the
sure, Jan,
but how
that's
Jan with an afro wig, amazing.
I'm the new Jan Brady. It just shows how crazy she is. But them in the mall, like how they're acting, they're singing the song, and you just see how crazy. But then I'm just thinking, okay, back then they're doing all this, and people thought that was cool. There's no, like, that's weird. That's weird behavior everywhere.
You gotta remember the songs are also because of the variety show they had, too. Yeah, I know,
but it's just...
Because the Brady Kids became a big thing because of all that, too, which also,
too, was a show?
Yes.
These shows are, like, all the Sherbert Schwartz shows that were, like...
Sherbert Schwartz.
Not, they're, like, a weird version of reality.
Yeah, because it's not, people don't...
Act normal.
Yeah. Like you. But then you got Brendan Fraser and, Blast from the Past, he basically acts like that. But that's because he wasn't around anybody. Yeah. And he didn't know anybody.
He was
okay, that's true. Yeah. That's different. That's
we're all great thinking, oh, my lucky stars. That's a great, and we're all trying to walk around that.
That's a good movie.
I haven't seen it in a while.
It's a good movie.
No, it was the last time I watched it, it was funny. Nathan Fillion's a jerk in that movie.
He is in every movie.
If you're listening, Cham Cham, we're coming for you.
But yeah, so Marsha wants to be a teen model. Bobby... Wait, Bobby's the youngest, right?
Joe Suzuki's the photographer.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Bobby Brady in the show that me and my older brother can never forget, because there's an episode where Greg and Peter are talking, and Bobby is in the foreground, so you just see him, but they're talking in the background. Bobby's just on his back, laying on his neck, doing like bicycle kicks. Like just over and over. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And they don't even like mention it. So every time I see Bobby, just think of bicycle kicks.
Well, it's because these characters have lives that extend past the show. And so it's just they're always going to be doing stuff, and maybe we don't know what their story is.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But their story is, I wasn't actually trying to do that. But yes.
There's so many people in this movie have been in Frasier, by the way.
The mom who wants to get banged by everybody?
Yes, but like Gary Cole was also in Frasier.
He was?
Yeah, He became friends with Frasier, but was also dating Roz, but then had to keep it a secret between him and... Because Frasier thought that he dumped Roz, but he didn't. And then Roz was like, well, you're not friends with him anymore. So they kept it a secret, but then they snuck onto his boat because they made plans. And then he brought a date to the boat. And then when they were on the boat, they accidentally inflated the life raft and they spilled out. And it was like, oh...
Spoilers.
It's pretty good.
And then there's those tossed salads and crambled eggs.
I
basically said that like I'm Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Tossed salad, crambled eggs.
Yeah, a lot of people in this show have been in Frasier.
In this movie?
Yeah.
But see, I always think with Lenny's wife, Michael McKean's wife, I just always see her as the first lady that everyone loves from 24.
Well, even the mom, even the mother Brady,
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
Nope.
Shelley Long.
There
Long.
We go.
Frasier and Cheers also.
Yeah.
Then she was in Frasier too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always showed up.
She was in a couple episodes. Yeah.
Did Woody Harrelson ever show up?
Yes, his episode is hilarious.
Is it about Nanny G?
No, he shows up and it's like him and Frasier are actually annoyed at each other and don't really want to hang around each other, but they don't want to hurt each other's feelings. Oh. It's amazing. Frasier's a great show, guys.
I remember it was.
It's so funny.
Florence Nightingale shows up at the... Florence Henderson shows up at
and the, she almost didn't because she didn't like the original cameo they wrote for her.
What was it?
I couldn't find what it was unless it was just a different variation of the same scene.
He just didn't like what was happening.
And she basically said... Like, she started renouncing the movie, saying it's going to be a mess, it's going to be a problem, like, you shouldn't go see it. And then they made a deal with her where she would have some sort of control over her cameo and some of the lines. And then all of a sudden she was like, okay, well, now that I'm okay with this.
But her part was good because she told just Jen to knock it off.
The only other characters who showed up were, like, Greg and Peter, right?
They filmed the others that got cut.
Oh.
Because...
Well, and Alice was a truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
The original...
That's the only one I don't really like because I'm like, it's just fucking Alice with gray hair.
That's fine.
But she also makes a reference to a show that she was on before because her character's name was Schultze on that.
When Liam Hemsworth plays IMDb Frasier, too,
Travis.
Frasier Crane better come.
I read IMDb too, Travis.
Oh my god!
When Liam Hemsworth plays Frasier,
oh yeah,
in the live action movie, like Frasier Kelsey Grammer better.
Frasier
up.
Might be coming back.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm so happy. It's like, oh my god,
he's gonna come in with like a big trench coat and a hat, and then like flames are gonna go off behind him because he's the Undertaker.
I seriously hope Frasier comes back.
I really thought that. I've always thought that. The first time I ever saw Undertaker, I was just like, he looked exactly like Frasier from Cheers. I thought that. I've always thought that. And so it always
took away from me. So you thought
Frasier
basically said, you're a dead man, Ramsey?
Yeah, and like that scene didn't help Undertaker to me either.
Oh, for God's sakes, Kane.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That's Paul Bear. I don't know.
Yeah, why are you doing Paul
Bear? Why are you doing Paul Bear for?
I'm mixing everything
Paul
up.
Bear, Leon could be Paul Bear.
Yeah,
the chubby, the guy from Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Frasier. He played the radio station manager.
Yes.
God, that show's good. You guys need to watch Frasier. It's all on Netflix.
I know, it's funny.
His
dog,
up.
The Eddie just
God.
Stared at him.
The dog Eddie is
that was
amazing.
Rimshot.
My friend.
And the second one was that Frankie Muniz dog movie.
Big Fat Lies.
Skip. My dog Skip. Yeah.
My friend White Kevin. He said he wanted to watch Frasier.
White Power Kevin.
But he said he wanted to watch Frasier, but he says he's going to have to watch all the Cheers first. I'm like, I don't know if that's necessary.
You and, just know that he's with Lily.
And an episode of Wings that he won an Emmy for.
Frasier?
Did you know he won Emmys for Cheers, Wings, and Frasier? He's the only person in history to win for the same character.
I'm going
to
say that
shows.
Wings is better than all those shows.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
John Munch, did he ever get...
Wings is amazing. You don't even know, dude.
Did you watch that show?
It's not. Yeah, I used to watch it, but it's not on streaming.
You can't stop Lil Mather and Antonio Scarpucci.
You know what? That show, because of Wings, anytime there's an actual party, I always wonder if there's going to be a big sandwich.
Is no big sandwich?
Because he gets the big sandwich.
That's not streaming anywhere, is it?
It used to.
It was on Netflix.
A long time ago.
It might still be. I don't know.
Because I'm going to watch Cheers, but it's like I need to watch
this
that
This show basically so. Makes me miss old half-hour TV shows, which don't exist really anymore.
Well, some do, but not in that style.
No, not like that, where there's a laugh track and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and Big Bang Theory fucking sucks.
Steno met these guys, right, in X-Files?
Oh, my God. There's that weird episode. That X-Files episode that where the Brady Bunch are like real.
I don't remember it's that one. I know I saw it.
It's dogged episode.
It's a horrible episode. It's when Robert Patrick was in the show.
What are you going to hate on Robert Patrick?
Yeah, right.
You know that his seasons were terrible.
No, it was all right.
Yeah, no. Bad.
RuPaul's
in this movie.
Almost every Brady was going to have a cameo in this movie. Some got cut.
Well, except the dad.
Well, yeah.
Why wasn't he in it?
He's dead.
What did he die of?
Death.
He got the HIV?
Yeah. Did he actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he gay?
The only Brady that basically said no
Tom.
Was Jan.
Tom Brady.
Why?
Was the original Jan. She wanted nothing to do with it.
What's wrong with her?
She thought it was disrespectful.
I would be punked. Fucking Starsky and Hutch are in Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
And they look almost the same. It's crazy. That movie's good.
But yeah, and even, it's funny, Peter... Yeah, Peter's the middle one, right?
The swole one.
He was supposed to... His scene was actually supposed to be like 4 minutes long, and you were supposed to realize that he's actually a gym teacher there. Oh. he wasn't another student, which to me, I always thought he was just like, is he supposed to be a senior?
And it's funny, Greg was supposed to be the handsome brother.
Peter Brady got so swole, banged America's Next Top Model, and then
threw Vern Troyer.
And then helped Vern Troyer not die of alcohol poisoning.
Emery. He's a superhero.
He's so swole. But man, then,
how much did he drink in that one episode?
He drank a can of beer.
Two thimbles.
For someone weighing probably 35 pounds.
Yeah.
He died because of his alcohol consumption.
Really? No, he drank a shitload. He was staying in the corner while Peter Brady and another model guy were just saying, where he was sitting there peeing in the corner of the room.
Did they have a dog?
No.
There was one season where they had a dog.
The Bradys?
Surreal
Life.
If Andre the Giant held Vern Troyer, it'd be like he's holding a sandwich, like a burrito.
I want to see a drinking contest between Vern Troyer and Andre the Giant.
Well, I'm sure Andre the Giant.
In hell, right?
In hell.
But
Andre the Giant wouldn't be in hell.
He's in heaven punching God.
Hanging out, sitting on a Bing Bag chair.
Peter going through puberty in this movie is hilarious. Because I love the squeaky voice in him just
but then at the end,
fainting in class. When I saw this movie in the theater, his voice changed. I laughed hysterically. I thought it was like one of the funniest things ever. Just how all of a sudden he's, well, thank you. I think you're Ginger and Marianne combined. And then when they do the song and he has the deep voice, I'm like, this is amazing. This is like one of the greatest comedies ever created, known to man.
Because how you felt because of that joke.
And then Beekman's assistant was
Bunsen, the worst one.
Was she the worst one?
Yeah.
Really?
Because the first one was the really hot one.
No, but this is the
she's the second one.
But this one's the really hot one.
No, Aaron. What are you talking about? You watch Beekman's one?
I think I remember.
Well, you're fucking wrong.
I don't know. She was in Meet the Fockers or whatever.
Yeah, but this isn't her.
No, that's the one from Meet the Fockers.
I know. What are you talking about?
Who's what now?
She had his babysitter. The older Spanish lady, Mexican lady.
Oh!
Yeah, that actress. And she's also in Legally Blonde.
You're talking about the one, the teacher, Peter's teacher.
No, Marsha's friend, the lesbian.
From Always Sunny.
Yes.
And Renaissance Man.
Who's she in Always Sunny? Yeah.
She's Danny DeVito's daughter in Renaissance Man. And Always Sunny, she's a hooker. In the one season premiere.
Wait, that's her?
She shows up as the hooker and she, yeah.
Wait, that Danny DeVito that dies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, this thing.
She's the voice of one of the characters in Paw Patrol.
She's also a voice actor.
And she's in that movie Waiting.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But watching Beekman's World, she's not the hotter of the two.
I don't remember the other one really.
I do.
He's a big rat guy.
Well, that's a true story. Yeah,
T-shirt.
I never watched Beekman's World. I didn't have time for education in my entertainment as a child.
That was entertainment. Fucking, you look at Beekman. Shit. He was Bear Mr. Wizard.
Bill Nye was good too.
Well, yeah. No, but Beekman's World was actually more entertaining than that show. Than Bill Nye's show.
Was it?
At the time?
I remember.
Hey, did any of them morph and fight that's monsters?
Different. I watched that too. That was on Channel 2. It was before everything.
Power Rangers taught you that it's okay to be mean to people if they dress funny. That's because Bulk and Skull didn't do anything.
They are bullies.
No, they're not.
They were supposed to be bullies. That was the story, but they were never actually bullies.
Why did most of the time it seem like the Power Rangers were just being mean to them?
They were.
Which caused them to retaliate because it's like, hey, if this guy is being a dick to me, I'm going to be a dick back. Yeah.
Oh. But they have one of the greatest themes ever, so it's fine.
She also voices... She voices Liz Allen in Spectacular Spider-Man.
Wow.
There you go.
And then
it just got quiet.
The guy with the long hair.
It's on you, Travis.
I know.
He's in everything.
By Sunshine. From Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's it? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The son. The Michael McKean son.
Yes.
Yes.
The one who in Idle Hands, he's the neighbor who's really into the Satan because he likes Motley Crue.
Of course.
He's always listening to that music. He knows.
At that time period.
Yeah.
I love old TV shows.
I could tell.
That's all it is.
They're fun.
Like Green Acres.
Oh, no. Not all of them.
What about Sugarfoot?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know Sugarfoot?
No, what the fuck is that?
Sing the. They filmed Sugarfoot just 10 miles east of here.
What did you tell me about?
Doing an Arrested Development thing.
Oh.
And Travis doesn't know shit about Arrested Development.
What's going on?
He would have sang the Sugarfoot theme song with me.
I know about Arrested Development.
Look, I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, that's
hard. It's hard for me to remember all these things.
But I'm surprised they never did a Gilligan's Island one.
Lost in Space kind of movie, too. And a show.
You know what? And I like that too.
I enjoy the new show.
I haven't seen it, but I don't want to rewatch that old movie.
You probably will.
I rewatched that shit maybe at least 5 months ago, and you know what? I still fucking liked it.
Can't do it.
You're going to.
Yeah, you will.
Eventually, you're going to.
I'm just gonna pick sci-fi movies from now on. That's all I'm doing.
That's about right.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Is everyone sick?
No. I have something in my throat.
No, I was sick, After I'm done being sick, I cough for about a month
I have peanut brittle.
I'm getting sick again, so that's fun. Yeah. How you doing, guys?
I'm just scooting away from Shred right now. And then I love in this movie, like, the way the mom and dad
And then the monkeys are in it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of them.
Wait, no.
Is the whole band in it?
No, except three of them.
Nesbitt isn't.
Yeah, because Mike never wanted to be part of
it. Mrs. Nesbitt? That's Buzz Lightyear.
Don't you see the hat?
Peter Tork was there?
Yep. They were judges.
They're judges.
Yep.
Oh, that's why they won.
How did I not even notice that?
Did you watch them?
Because it's Davy Jones, Peter Tork, and why can't I think of the other one's name? For the monkeys.
Oh my fucking
God. Dolans.
Yes. Mickey Dolans. There we go. Yeah, they're the.
Rest in peace, Peter Tork, but he died.
He's my favorite monkey.
Torque what eat?
I don't know why everyone says that's like why. Because he was the funniest one on the show.
No, he was the funny one.
He was stupid.
He was the Michelangelo of the group.
Yeah.
I know, but
he Michelangelo, was good at painting and sculpting.
Michelangelo's second best Ninja Turtle after Leonardo.
Donatello's the best one.
Nah.
He's the best one.
I loved
one.
Donatello.
He has the best weapon to use if you watch that Ninja AVGN thing.
Leonardo has a fucking sword. Has two
Donatello.
Swords.
Donatello. Oh. Yeah, with the staff. Yeah.
But Davy Jones is his actual the first appearance, like when he comes and sings, that scene's hilarious too.
Because
first,
the teachers get all
the
amped.
Teachers are freaking out, but also because if you just watch him reacting to the band,
like he doesn't know what's happening.
He just it's like because they start like
he does a good job acting.
No, he's fine.
That's like the who's the main one in Backstreet Boys?
Which one?
In Kevin?
There's Nick.
Oh, it's like the lead one of Backstreet Boys. It's like his name in the movie today.
Say NSYNC because Backstreet Boys is more equal. Justin Timberlake.
No, but what I'm saying, because the monkeys like weren't as the same level as like, because NSYNC was the higher one.
Then why not say from like 98 Degrees and say Nick Lachey?
You know what? I don't want to have an argument with you here.
No, pop culture wise,
I get that NSYNC was with
that's why they were called the Not So Fab Four. That's why that was their nickname.
Whatever. Backstreet Boys are like...
Wait, are you saying you prefer...
Backstreet Boys are better...
Yes, they are.
...than NSYNC.
But I thought NSYNC was better.
No,
they're not.
No, probably like record-wise, I don't know. I can't
look that up. But you're saying you'd rather listen to a Backstreet Boys song.
Hell yeah, I would.
So,
Larger Than Life is...
You'd rather listen to Backstreet's Back over Bye Bye Bye.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying what my preference is. Yeah. I'm just asking that's
definitely
you. Like their most popular song is better than...
Yes. And they have, I like way more of their songs.
Larger Than Life, I Wanted That. Come on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there's two. It's too many.
I just think two.
They're both getting pops.
They all
both bands.
They all bleed together to me.
Nope.
How dare you.
Nope.
I can't say that.
I can't really tell them apart.
Sad.
But the Backstreet Boys, there's more... equalness within their group than NSYNC was very. There was two guys in NSYNC that sang only.
Really?
No, yes. But I know what I've learned. Joey Fatone should have sang more
because he's funny.
No, because he's actually really good.
Oh, well, they're all good.
You know how I learned this?
What?
Masked Singer.
Oh, Joey Fat One.
He's amazing.
No, he's a good singer. Yeah. Well, they all are.
But he wasn't. But they didn't feature him enough.
He just looked 45 years old. That was his pregnant brother.
And their manager was a creepy dude.
Yeah,
he's Superman, Joey Fatone.
A lot of weird stories about that manager, and the milkshake parties and stuff.
He's been the manager of about 20 of every famous boy band you could think of.
Corey Feldman's got some beef with him.
Of course
Corey
he
Feldman's
does.
Got beef with
him. No. But like legit, like touch me beef.
Yeah, sure.
You are you
Wait,
denying?
Wait, he touched. Did you mean to say that like a pirate? He touched me beef.
Are you saying you don't believe Corey Feldman?
I'm saying he says this about everything, and he never comes out and says who did what.
I heard Donald. I mean, Kiefer Sutherland had sex with him on the set of Lost Boy. No,
he did. Was it someone on the set of Lost Boy?
I don't know.
Might have been a producer.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just saying. Say it, dude.
It's Jason Patrick.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you're being one of those jerks who's like, why don't you come forward? Why don't you do it? Because trauma is a horrible thing, Shred.
Trauma is a horrible
thing.
How about
we go back in time, have someone sick-sticked on you when you're a little boy, huh?
See, Aaron's calling for rape right now.
Well, of you.
Yeah.
Of you.
Go back in time and rape you. See how you feel.
Marsha's exploding nose also made me laugh hysterically whenever I would see
it. Like, I don't remember how it looked on the show, though. Did it look that
bad?
No,
it didn't look that
no,
bad.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But also, Jan having the dreams about it where it just replays over and over
again.
And then
she's happy.
And she wakes up and then she freaks out because Marsha's nose is normal again.
Or when she was cutting her hair, I didn't think that was a dream. I thought she was actually doing that. I'm like, man, Jan's so crazy. It's amazing.
But she is so crazy.
I hated Marsha as a kid.
Why?
Because I didn't... the show... So
what's wrong with your penis?
Beamed in the face with a football was awesome. I love that shit.
You're weird, man.
I didn't like her for some reason. She's just an annoying character. You know what? I think
she's always so hot. I don't understand.
I think in like when it comes to the show, stop trying to perv out on Marsha, Travis. I'm just saying that.
What's happening?
I'm saying like
Shred's freaking out here.
When I watch that show, I'm feeling sick right now. That's what it is. When I watched that show, I don't think I really identified with like the characters that
much. Yeah, I feel like none of us are like white kids growing up.
You're no, obviously.
Well,
you are. I don't think...
Are you supposed to?
Like, this isn't the age of television.
I watched Gilligan's Island. I just felt like I was a professor.
This is back when identifying as a character didn't matter. That wasn't really a thing.
You're just watching the show to be fucking entertained.
Yeah. It wasn't like, I see myself in Greg Brady.
I think Greg was my least favorite of all those people.
I didn't like Greg Brady ever, except for I like him in the movies. Because he's basically making fun of... Greg's a fucking nerd.
But he was supposed to be the hot one in the show.
He was such a... And he went out with Florence Henderson in real life.
Yes. And also Marsha.
Yeah.
There's a lot of banging on that set.
Yeah, of course there was.
But they never said if he had sex with them. I'm sure he did.
Well, there was that behind the scenes movie where like Kaley Cuoco played Marsha and they went out on one date and it was weird and then he ended up with Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson was hot when she was younger, so good for him if he had sex with her. Because Greg Brady's not an attractive man, the real one.
Girls used to find him dreamy.
I know, it's weird.
His eyes, they loved his eyes. Because he had steel blue eyes, so everyone was like, ooh.
But then no one on Gilligan's Island was sexy.
The professor.
I thought you meant the
ladies. No, but I'm just saying, well, of course the girls were. No, but.
You lovey?
He wasn't meant to be.
The professor?
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be meant to be like this hot dude.
He was a ruggedly handsome actor back in the day.
No, I know he was.
Mrs. Howell was the hottest one on that island.
I would have sex with him. I had sex with someone from one of the women on Gilligan's Island. I would say that.
And you just never have to say who?
But what if someone asks?
Then I'd say. Okay. Then it'd make my story even better.
Because then you got to say, well,
because then it'd blow their mind.
How'd that happen? Like, yeah.
Terrible. So terrible.
Is it true that everyone hated Ginger?
The cast
She's
members?
A relatively horrible person.
Yeah, she didn't get along with any of the cast members.
And turned to a skeleton lady.
Tina Louise.
Aren't they dead?
I think she...
I thought they're both dead.
Donald Wells is still alive.
Is he?
Yeah, Donald Wells is alive. Is she the only one alive? I think the professor might be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, just might be the professor and Marianne who are alive. They made it.
They did.
And the rest.
No, Tina Louise might be alive, but no one likes her.
Yeah, it's like anytime they would do things where any of them would show up on other shows or anything like that, like she was almost always left out.
And she hated that she didn't get a lot of fan mail. Like Marianne got the most fan mail, and that pissed her off.
Well, what are you gonna do?
She was hotter.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So the Brady Bunch movie, does the Brady Bunch movie hold up?
Me?
Anyone?
I'll go. Yeah.
You were so annoyed when I picked this movie. Every time I said I might pick it, you were like, oh no.
Yeah, because I...
Or you would say yuck.
No, I said yuck to
Mike.
Your other options.
Mike!
Yeah, I'd say it does. Like, I was worried because...
Time to put your bookmark in, Mr. Brady.
I think she wanted to fuck both those boys.
She did.
No one likes
she,
the tag.
What, she did?
Why don't you come back, make a sandwich? Funny line.
Or I'll wrap your father's package for him.
No one likes a tattletale.
When you tattletale, you're really only tattling on yourself by telling everyone that I'm a tattletale. A wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are.
His character was...
I love it. Well said, Chan, but I think I'll say it better.
He's amazing. He's awesome.
That one made me burst out. Because
that really is what the dad does.
Yeah, no, that's exactly...
The dad was pointless in that show.
He had episodes around, like, you remember the...
All the parents wound up not mattering, though, because the kids became so wildly popular.
Oh, yeah. But you remember the payphone episode?
No.
I think it was the kids are running up the bill because because it was on the phone. So it's like, okay, you know what? I'm installing a payphone into the house.
Oh, okay. Now I remember
now,
that.
And then he gets an important business call and he can't keep the line going because he doesn't have any fucking quarters on him. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, it does. I was worried that it would just be like a rehash of like all the old plots and all that. Like the most popular episodes. Have you ever seen it before? I've seen it, but I remembered the wrong movie, like I said. I'm more familiar.
We'll probably watch that eventually after enough time has passed after
this carjacking
one.
Scene.
Oh, yeah. It looks a lot like a restaurant we all went to. Well, Nick wasn't.
No, there. But it's the 90s. Carjackings were pretty
every
popular.
Location where this was shot just looks like you're in L.A. somewhere.
Yeah.
It all looks
that
looked
like
safe.
Koreatown or somewhere.
Well, of course it's a car, but my name's not Jack.
I thought that was Rufio. It's not.
No.
He was probably filming Fake and Defunk at the time.
But I do love with the cops.
That's a true fucking story.
When they're all trying to convince the cops to, and then he's just going, please. I don't know why that's funny to me.
And I like that he's there at the end with them.
And Poppy from Sanchez of Bel-Air.
Oh, and yeah, goddamn Uncle Phil's there.
Yeah.
But Poppy, that guy only, unless he was playing Poppy who peed on the couch,
from Seinfeld.
He only played cops because in Can Hardly Wait, he's the cop that arrests them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he arrested.
And he was a dead in Sanchez.
What does Poppy do again? Which I don't remember. Knows. He's
he didn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shows up a few times.
No, but Jerry didn't want to eat the restaurant.
Because he saw him walk out. Yeah. He did pee the couch. Man, Seinfeld's great.
Who owns the Indian restaurant?
That was Babu.
Yeah.
Yeah. He voices the human parasite in Justice League. Which is one of the weirdest.
And he doesn't actually have a
Jerry.
No, he doesn't.
They got him deported, right? Yeah.
Very bad man.
You're very bad man.
Bad man.
Not human parasite, just the parasite. But yeah, this movie holds up. It's a nice... If you've seen The Brady Bunch, I think that makes this movie better. Because if you haven't, it's just like a bunch of things that happen.
Potato. Why are they doing potato sack right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I love also the line where Uncle Phil says, you know, I've been in their house, never once did I see a toilet. Because on the show they would never show toilets.
You weren't allowed to back then.
Yeah.
Because that was considered like, rude.
Man, that's crazy.
I know.
It's like, and then it's like, oh, you know, we're gonna always love
and living then
here. And we're all gonna
flash forward 30 years later. They're making Lieutenant Acevedo suck a dick like a prison bitch in The Shield.
That show's just amazing.
I'm like, this is harsh.
I want to take her out for a soda.
Yeah, amazing. Man, back in the day, I would go back in time, but then you would probably just seem like a real asshole.
No, but people didn't actually act like how they
acted
in the shows.
No, I know they wouldn't, but you probably would just seem like an asshole.
I think it was just normal, though.
No, going back in time, but because you know so much,
yeah.
You would just be an asshole.
Yeah.
In reality, like, okay, like, just making fun of everyone for stuff that doesn't understand anything or have the internet in their hand.
You'd just be a tough bully guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like a Bulk.
I get no, but see, Bulk is like, well, look, Bulk's up to no good.
I've watched that show a lot of it recently, and they are bullies.
Are they?
They just get their up and comings from the Rangers all the time.
They're come upins. You don't have to say up and comings.
That's up and comers. You know what? Horns or something.
Maybe
totally
the
different.
Rangers should have talked to them. Huh? How about they set them aside and be like, hey guys.
But they learned their lesson, became security guards and then cops.
And then they saved the galaxy, so it's okay.
They did. And then Bulk opened up his own dojo.
Yes.
And Skull was like a millionaire or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
All good stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Also, Bulk bench presses like 500 pounds, like 1,000 times. Oh, yeah.
They both but bench Jason press way too
it.
Much.
No, they're both 1,000 once.
No,
got,
they're both.
You got 999 times twice, and everyone's like, man, what a loser Jason can't beat Bulk. I'm like,
impossible.
You guys are stupid.
They're both benching like they're Bruce Unbreakable, which just doesn't make sense.
Is that his last name?
Wait, yeah. which is that?
Bruce Unbreakable? It is now. I'm going to call him that.
But yeah, so you said it does hold up?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah. I feel like I would like the sequel a lot more. I feel like it's got more
Well,
laughs.
He trips with the Bradys.
But yeah, this was... It was funny. It's a easygoing comedy. It's like, there's no huge laughs for me. Like, I enjoyed it.
It's comfy.
I think I just have too much nostalgia for the second one.
Yeah.
Well, like, when she turns around and goes, yes, Greg.
That I always remember that.
Like the sounds that the returning father makes when he's eating is something I like do to myself when I'm eating something. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Like I still think of that, like especially when I'm eating spaghetti.
Well, because that's what he's eating.
Yeah. Well, watching this movie, I was thinking she's married to Ben Stiller, and then I thought like Ben Stiller like.
But well, now they're not.
Has sex with her. I know not anymore, but I was just like, the guy from Dodgeball is having sex with her. But then I thought of him saying real freaky naughty, and that made me laugh. This is one of the funniest lines.
This
in
is
that
like
movie.
When what year was this movie? 95.
Yeah.
So this is like Heavyweights Ben Stiller, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old?
But
was
I don't
she
think they
movie?
Were together at this
together
point.
Yet.
How old is she in this movie? How old is he? Ben Stiller's always looks like
he's older
been
than
in
her.
His late 30s.
Real freaking naughty.
Ben Stiller has always looked like he's been over 30.
Correct.
Like in his late 30s, early 40s.
He came out looking like that.
Looking like Eddie Munster.
He does look nice. But yeah, it's very, very 90. There's certain references that are.
She would have been 24 in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And Jan was older than her.
Yeah. And Jan always plays funny characters in TV shows, like in Will
wasn't
and Grace
there
and
like,
stuff.
Wasn't there a weird controversy that happened with her and like Khal Drogo? Like
no,
Jason
you're
Mala?
Thinking of a story we only know because someone's hairdresser.
Okay. No, and it was Cindy. Yeah. It was a little one.
Oh wait.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because
yeah.
We yeah.
Oh, all right, whatever.
The
juice will make your shoes loop.
I only know her because she voices a character in Hey Arnold. And
you only know any of these guys because they voice someone
yeah,
on a show.
That's pretty much Spider-Man. There you go.
Yeah, there's certain parts of this that are like, if you would watch it and you know nothing about the 90s, you're going to not catch references. Because there's like the RuPaul shit, like the Work It Girl.
Hey, you better work.
Yeah.
That song like, is so great.
Because RuPaul's now famous for more than that
yeah.
now.
No, so, yeah.
RuPaul's famous because...
Runway.
Because
not
he,
Runway,
no,
Drag Race.
No, yeah. Well, because of everything.
Yeah.
Because he's RuPaul.
But like,
just know,
there's certain references that are like, man, like they say like, man, this is more packed than a Pearl Jam
yeah.
concert or something. And yeah. we're just like...
no, they
it's
say
harder
that
to get
in. Marsha is harder to get into than a Pearl Jam concert.
See,
yeah, because like, back then, RuPaul would only be in drag in everything.
Yeah.
You would I rarely would see him like just...
The first time I saw RuPaul not in drag was...
like on his show?
No, that...
America's Next Top...
No, the But I'm Just a Cheerleader. That movie with, what's her name? From?
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, about, like...
I saw him in interviews, so...
But, yeah, that's the only, I'd say, downside of the movie. It's, like, if someone who doesn't know shit about the 90s would be like, what? With joke? I don't get that joke. But it's good. I like it, because I'm from the 90s, I guess.
So you're gonna sue you.
I always think that.
Michael McKean, play
you wouldn't putting his thing down?
Playing an asshole bad guy.
He always does.
In the 90s.
Yeah, not looking old like he looks now.
Chuck.
Now he looks really old. So sad. But yeah, I'd say watch it.
Like the dad with Every idea, it's the same house. It's just fucking funny.
Oh my god, those are amazing.
That's fucking hilarious.
I think you're pumping a dry well.
Going to the gym, but it's like going home. In that way.
He was an architect in the show.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so weird.
But it's just fun. I love how they do this with old shows. It's just
Bobby lost his blueprints in an episode, and it was a big thing. I think they used that in the sequel, didn't they?
Not really. They have him go to work with him, but okay. And he brings his nunchucks.
When you went to Hawaii, I just told you don't pick up any fucking volcanic rocks or tikis because a fucking tarantula is going to show up in your bed. Or was that you? That
you
was
told you, me Travis. That.
Sorry. I thought you went to Hawaii.
I was like, is he talking to me? I was like, I've never been to Hawaii. Yeah.
They referenced Gilligan's Island in this movie, but then in the second movie, Gilligan's Island is canon.
Yeah. Yes, it is, because that's her original.
That's very weird.
Husband.
That's awesome.
That's the twist. Yeah, it's amazing.
For me?
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's like, I would say it does hold up, but if you don't, but then I can't, I wouldn't recommend to anyone that's younger than
that's,
me.
That's one part of what I was going to say, yeah.
It's very specific to 90s people and people who've seen The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, if you don't know what The Brady Bunch is, you can't watch
it. Because it's not like the Starsky and Hutch movie, which is like, the entire movie is a joke in itself of it being the 70s too.
Yeah. Well, no, like, you could watch that movie. Yeah. Just
and
by
there's
itself.
A lot of inside jokes you would get if you're familiar with like the actors and all that too. Like the fact that Owen Wilson sings the actual song that the original guy did outside
and
of the
see,
show.
The thing is this is a parody of the 90s and the Brady Bunch, so it's kinda weird.
But I feel like
And Jump Street is just fun. Like they don't you don't need to see
because that's its own thing.
Yeah, if you have, it's fine. But you know.
From the guys who almost directed Solo.
Because this makes both decades it's showing look weird. So it's like, imagine being like someone who's like 16 right now watching this, and you're like,
but when it was filmed.
But the 90s didn't, like, the way they portrayed the 90s, if you watched it when it came out, it didn't seem crazy.
No, it's not. No, because that's how all the movies were.
But now, if like you're a 16-year-old watching this, you're just like,
no. But if you're watching and you don't, it just. Because you could watch The Addams Family and never watch the show.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Yeah. Because it's just a silly, like, family.
Do you guys have Leonardo DiCaprio, Leon Kennedy-style hair like back then? Or no? You did?
Oh, the part in the middle?
The white boy bangs or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
the JTT?
I only ever had hair that's kind of like how mine is now, which was what I had basically from elementary school.
You kind of had that DiCaprio hair.
I had from elementary school all the way through middle school, I had combing hair. I had hair I combed.
Yeah, mom, and then, mom, wake up.
And then in high school is when I switched to spike hair. Dude, that's spike movie. Hair and occasional frosted tips.
That movie got
I would either bleach it. Well, really, I would just bleach it. And then it would grow out, man, and I would cut it,
like,
and it was
straight up
like
Guy Fieri.
You were
crazy,
and I would wear the Hawaiian shirts.
You're Pacey in the middle seasons of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
At my elementary school, no one did the Leo hair because I don't know if that was feasible.
You know, because you know what, the actual haircuts I would have, especially at later years of elementary school and middle school, I got the fucking step.
Yeah.
I basically got Zach Morris's haircut, but not as hardcore. But I would get the step. Haircut.
Get
the step in. I would get a step haircut, and then I would part it on the side like I do now.
I think,
Mom. I can't believe I spoiled that while looking at a GIF.
I
didn't even, like, watch the movie. I'm like, your fucking mom dies, I guess.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No, I just looked at.
Because he never saw what's eating
because
Gilbert Grape.
Because you guys were saying something in the group chat, and I just wanted to put in there, like, give me back my son. And so I put Gilbert Grape, and I was looking at that, I was like, oh, shit.
Ma'am. Mom.
Wait, what's going on?
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
I've never seen it.
Wow.
Well, spoiler maybe alert. We'll watch it someday. I don't know.
I liked it.
Johnny Depp putting his thing down with Mary Steenburgen's.
Yes. Mary Steenburgen's.
Mary Steenburgen's.
So no one at my elementary school had the
That's crazy.
No,
dog.
No one did. Everyone was.
You went to an alternate history school.
I went to a school with a ton of Mexicans and Filipinos who wanted to spike their hair up like crazy.
Oh, okay.
But I went to a school with tons of Asians and Mexicans too.
Didn't see it. Sorry. Yeah. I think I know my school better than you know my
school. Every time you talk about like the 90s, it sounds like you're talking about a different era.
It was really the 50s.
Could have been.
They all had cigarettes rolled up in their sleeves.
All the kids were wearing their.
But yeah, I would say it holds up. If you have seen the Brady Bunch,
yes,
it holds up.
And Nick at Night is the only reason why this movie works for me.
Yeah, You at Night.
Yeah, Nick at Night. I haven't heard any of those things.
You never, never said during high school, be like, man, I'm Nick at Day right now, but when you, I'm Nick at Night.
I never felt. I'm going to now. Obviously, I'm going to steal that.
I wish someone would have said, like, if someone's arguing with you, man, you think you Nick and I, you Nickelodeon.
Right now, that would be amazing.
But so right now, I'm at about a Nickelodeon. You keep pushing me, I'm going to be Nick at Night.
There you go.
I'm going to, you. First I was a Nick Jr., I'm a Nickelodeon, now I'm just Nick at Night.
You don't want to see me at Snick. You don't want to see me at Snick.
You know what? You know what bothered
Snick
me about
less than Nick at Night.
You know what bothered me about him being called Nick, like Nick Jr. was like, there's no Nick Senior.
I've heard that all basically up until middle school, and then it stopped because then that's at the point where I was like, yeah, I've never heard that before. It's really good. So then it stopped. So once you started telling people, it's not funny.
Sack called me Aaron Carter and it pissed me off.
Oh, Aaron Carter.
That's how he talked. He actually talked like that. Sack was a piece of shit.
But then he beat Shaq, Aaron.
You did.
Oh, are you Aaron Carter? You're Aaron Carter.
This is racist.
He kept telling me that. And it pissed me off.
It being accurate doesn't necessarily make it okay.
That's what he sounded like.
Or does it? I don't know.
There was this one girl who just kept singing Alejandro, like, so, I never heard those before.
Dude, that song came out when we were, like, in college.
Mm-mm.
I'm looking that up.
Alejandro? Well, he looks that up.
Mm-hmm. That came out when you were when? In high school?
Pretty sure, like, last year of high school, dude.
Wow. Travis.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, no, I just, yeah, I knowed.
I graduated before you. Yeah, 2009.
I would say that for me, yes, the movie still definitely does hold up. Were you a kitty cat? I still enjoy it.
Did like, Travis say dead ass?
That's dead ass a good movie.
I think you said dead ass it holds up.
No.
He might as well.
I mean, I will, man.
I like when people say dead ass.
I was thinking of saying it's dildos because not everyone.
But see,
I enjoy it.
It's like the opposite
it's
thing
funny.
Where it's like I enjoy
because
it.
Because I really
I feel
enjoy
like
it, yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah, like Nick said, I would have. There's certain I'll people just say, I just yeah. can't recommend it to.
Yeah.
But for me, I still enjoy it. Anyone who's basically my age, I would imagine, could still enjoy it.
I think there's a generational cutoff with this movie.
When my son's a teenager, I will be like, oh, you got to watch this. After he watches Doom, I'm going to show him this.
I'm making a new category. This is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're good, but not everyone can enjoy them.
That's not true. I feel like everyone a lot of people like peanut butter
well,
and jelly sandwiches.
I guess people with peanut butter. Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
See, there you go.
This isn't the category. I'm not for that.
I am for it.
For what?
But like I said, I said,
make it a new category. This is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're good.
But that's what dildos is.
But not everyone can enjoy
it. That's what a dildo is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like a dildo is I don't enjoy it, but other people do.
Yeah, and that's
you're literally
but that's
the same thing.
No, this is I enjoy it, but other people
do. No, that's what a dildo is.
Nah.
A dildo is some people might enjoy it, but you don't personally.
And I feel like a lot of people like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
But some people can't eat
No,
them.
But that's just because they can't.
Because they got peanut allergies and they'll die because they're weak.
Exactly.
No.
Because they're weak.
But yeah, I enjoy the movie.
Inferior race
candy,
peanut butter and jelly.
It's still real to me, damn it.
We should just destroy all the peanut butter allergy people. It's true. Let's be honest.
And then, also, Joey Zuzu tells her to cut her hair and she slaps him.
She does.
Well, he tells her a bunch of stuff. He tells her to lose weight. Get breast implants.
That guy never opened his eyes.
And he says, cut her hair. She slaps him.
That guy was great on
Empty
Nest.
Yep, Empty Nest. Yeah,
he was.
He was the MVP on Empty Nest.
When I saw that guy, I'm like, this is what the late Alan Rickman was thinking of when he was doing Bill Clay. That's what I was thinking in my head.
But yeah, it still holds up.
Wait, what?
What's happening?
From Die Hard, The Hard.
I didn't even know Hans's American name was Bill Clay.
And I thought you loved
and,
Die Hard.
Hey, talk to Travis.
I knew it was Bill Clay.
You just ignored
Clay. Bill Clay.
The guy, the main character from Empty Nest is the blue Muppet who looks like a bird. Like he looks exactly like him. That's
Sam
just a
Eagle?
Side thing.
Oh my god.
He looks exactly
so true.
They're the same person.
Yeah, I know. But and also it's always fun to see Tackleberry.
Yeah, it's true. Tackleberry's great.
He asks her to put out her hand. He puts a bowling ball.
I don't know. And Alice, she does an amazing job as Alice.
She's a great Alice.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but
she was like a comedian.
She's fucking amazing. She's amazing.
It's time to shit. Is that what you mean?
It's just Jay Leno in a way.
It is. She looks like Jay Leno.
But yeah, so yeah, I enjoy the movie. I'd say it holds up, but there's definitely people who might be too young for me to recommend it to. All right, any recommendations, Shreddy? We're ready for Shreddy.
I beat Kingdom Hearts, and it was good.
Did you get the secret ending?
No, I still need one.
I know what it is.
From what it sounds like, the game didn't live up to the hype.
All I'm hearing is that it has, but...
Well, no, it's like not as like...
It depends on what you expect.
You know what's the worst part of these games? All these bullshit side crap with all these fucking random bullshit characters. There's no Final Fantasy
characters in it.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
That's not really a spoiler.
Why? I kind of had a feeling. It just didn't seem like it.
You said there's none.
I don't like all this bullshit with all these fucking assholes in their black cloaks.
And their buckles.
They fucking suck. Like, that makes the story stupid. Just go to all these worlds and let me have fun. Yeah. Oh,
the worlds you do go to are fucking incredible.
Yeah, but then if the story sucks...
No, you don't go to Incredibles World.
Part 2 is stupid. Part 2's story is kind of stupid. It's just a fun game.
That's all I care about is having fun.
If you haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse, go see it.
One best animated feature. Best
animated picture. Fuck all the rest. This was a good
one. Like the best.
Yeah. And that's my recommendation. Oh, at Obscure Alex on Twitter and
Aaron.
Yeah, you can find me at Obscure Aaron on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, where I'm taking commissions. So if you want to pay me to, you know.
Where are you taking them?
In the butt.
Okay.
For real?
No, if you want me to draw something, you can
DM me. Like, how much would it cost me to have, like, Greg Brady and Marsha, like, boning?
I'm not going to draw that.
So if someone paid you, you wouldn't do it?
No.
Someone offered you $1 million, you wouldn't do it?
I will draw a tasteful nipple. That sounds weird.
Offers you $1 million, you wouldn't do it.
Oh, that's different. That's
no, but
I once saw a tasteful nipple open for Kid Rock.
No, like I will draw tasteful nudity, but I won't draw like...
But if someone just said, hey, like $500...
I don't know.
Like, because that's a lot.
If I did, I'd have to use, like, a fake name. I wouldn't use my...
Well, you wouldn't put it up.
No, but I'd also use,
oh, you
like
wouldn't sign.
I'd use, like, a lot of artists do that. They use, like, fake names.
Robin Wieners. That you got...
I don't want to sign artwork with the word Wiener on it. Wieners on it.
Robin
Wieners. Baron Balvarez. They'll never know.
Robin Wieners is a great fake name.
recommendations, Lords of Chaos. It's already streaming. But
on where? On where?
Like on demand. Like I think you can rent it from iTunes too.
I watched the trailer for it and it looks. I mean, it looks interesting, even though I don't care.
Yeah.
About what it's about, but it also semi looks like crazy low budget.
It's shot beautifully.
Is it okay? Because maybe the trailer just was
no. It's
cut wrong.
It's the trailer. It's
okay.
It looked like that Gremlins movie.
Yeah,
it kind of did.
It's directed by a dude who's worked on a lot of music videos and stuff, and but he's actually known for like to be a really good director.
So they don't have funny accents.
No, they do. They do. They have like very slight accents. Oh, there's some characters who have stronger accents.
Yeah, because the trailer I saw made it almost look like it's like even though it's supposed to take place, you know, in the Norwegian areas.
Yeah.
It still seemed like they were just speaking regular accents for most of them.
They have like Kieran, it's Kieran Culkin who's
Rory.
It's Rory. Yeah, he has like this weird stilted like way of talking that it's clear that it's like that they're doing something.
Does anyone say premium?
No. Well, it's not that part of it.
Oh, that's shit.
But no, it's,
no, they all talk like Squizzguard Squig Elf.
It takes place in the 90s during the rise of Norwegian black metal.
People screaming in makeup at the moon.
True Norwegian black metal and the whole mayhem and like the suicides and the deaths and the church burnings. And it's
didn't even know that happened.
It's crazy. There's a documentary called Once Upon a Time in Norway that covers it. But this is like just a really great adaptation of the book that this
you know what kind of ruined like. Because this is death metal, right?
Black metal.
You know what ruined it?
What?
Seeing pictures of my older brother and his friends painted. Like, I just couldn't recover from it. Like, I saw that and I was like, well, I can't do this. Well, that's a no. Like,
no, but see, the movie, it doesn't romanticize anything, and it shows how stupid and silly these guys were.
Is it, like, a funny movie?
Like, there's funny moments, okay. But it's like, it's a drama too. It's it shows that these were stupid teenagers.
I mean, like Death Clock.
Yeah.
Like, I know it makes fun of it, but I love the music.
Well,
like,
Bryce
Jack.
Yeah, like, I love it.
there's scenes in this that totally show, like, okay, these are just dumb kids.
Yeah, okay, there's...
Like, it's a very good movie, and it's on demand.
Like, during the painting stuff, right?
Yeah, like, the painting...
Like, it makes fun of that
shit?
Yeah, okay.
But because it shows it from a realistic point of view. It's not like...
We're so scary.
Yeah, it shows them trying to do that, but everyone's kind of like, okay. Yeah, it's funny at points, and it's... Yeah, it's really good. So if you're interested in, like, what happened during that era, all the murders and the church burnings, the suicides.
It's murder.
I would say watch it. It's pretty good. Lords of Chaos. Bunch of metalheads in the audience when we saw it. Yeah.
Wait, because didn't you see some special screening?
Yeah, because it was already on demand, so. But it's pretty good. Lords of Chaos, give it a watch.
Lots of old Metallica shirts and whatnot.
Yes.
Mexicans in metallic Megadeth shirts?
And there's Mexicans in the audience.
And Iron Maiden shirts?
I saw one Iron Maiden shirt.
Yeah. Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking right. God, Mexicans love metal. I'm going to recommend Umbrella Academy on Netflix. I have one episode left. It combines basically the first two comics, and it's pretty fucking great. The kid who plays number 5, he's awesome in it. But they're all pretty awesome. But the one who plays Klaus, he's not as white and, like, he's not like, his skin's not like bleached like he was in the comic. I wish he was more like that, but he's funny.
Is that the one who
has hello and goodbye on his
wrist? Yeah, the one who's played by, what's his name, from Misfits?
Yes, he
Robert
is.
Sheeran?
Because I looked up who he was, because I know who he was. But yeah, that show was fucking awesome.
Save me, Barry. You can find me at Plain Travis. It's what he says on Misfits. Because the character's name isn't Barry, but he always gets the name wrong, and then he's going to die, and he tells him, "Save me, Barry." And
he calls what's his name that? The dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh, the mean guy?
Yeah. The guy who's playing, I think, Mick Mars in The Dirt.
Yeah, you always in Robinson.
What are you talking about?
For Netflix, they're making a movie based on Motley Crue's autobiography.
And he's playing Mick Mars? The Dirt.
I think he's playing Mick Mars. He's playing one of them.
So he's not going to talk or do anything except do all their music and shit?
Maybe.
That's all Mick Mars does.
Well, there's already a trailer. It comes out in March.
Oh, my goodness.
With his catfish look.
Poor Mick Mars is just like, he's just like a dead body staying on stage.
In the trailer, they reference it, too. They basically, how they say it's like a bunch of kids and some old guy.
Doesn't he have that disease or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something with, like, his back.
It's spine.
Yeah.
You can find me at Plain Travis on Twitter, Instagram. I guess I have like two movies I'll recommend just because one may not be in theaters very long, which is Happy Death Day to You. A lot of movies aren't doing very well right now, but that movie is fun.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah. Oh. No, they're both great. They're both entertaining as hell.
True movie season kicks off in 2 weeks.
And they're funny. They're both very funny movies. But this one is like kind of almost really kind of goes away from like any of the horror stuff. It almost feels like an afterthought in this movie, which I'm fine with. But it's just very entertaining.
Babyface Killer or whatever?
That guy in the mask, yeah.
Is that a rapper?
Huh?
Babyface is a singer.
And then there's Ghostface Killer.
Yeah. Babyface Killer.
He's both.
But I don't want to say too much about the second movie, because I feel like just even saying what the main setup of this one is,
the trailer shows
is like
that
a really big spoiler.
Doesn't the trailer show what the setup is?
It says like her friends are dying and she has to kill herself to do it.
Does it? Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now we don't know, Travis.
She's a witch and is going
to
disappoint
me. But the other thing that I would recommend is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
I didn't like part two that much, though.
I love part two.
Well, yeah, so I didn't care for part two.
I only saw the first one.
The first one's great.
The second one was like, they're all great. But this one
made you cry?
But you know what? The second one had moments that did it to me, too. There was one thing that really got me in the second one. And then in this one, like, the ending is just like, oh.
If the internet's anything to go off, then that means it's the normal dragon and the white dragon have lost sex. because that's what the internet told me.
I'm sure. That's sure they are.
That's what the movie's about. I
mean, the trailer pretty much shows
and
that.
And the boy watches.
none of that's true.
Or the boy has sex with the girl. I've seen this
movie, yes.
But then the girl's probably also having sex with Gerard Butler, like the dad. Yeah. It's all over the place.
Pretty sure that's what the movie's about. That's the internet. So.
But, yeah, TJ Miller, it's still really good. Yeah. TJ Miller, yeah, but I don't think he's really credited.
Good. What happened to him? I know with all that shit happening.
Because he ruined his own career.
He thought he was bigger than his britches. I'm throwing water on my face. I'm crazy.
And then he did bomb threats. Yeah. And he did all this other stuff.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Erlich Bachman. And then he kicks it. He kicks the fucking the best ashes. Thing to come what out was he kicking?
Know what? He's the MVP of that show. Yeah, Jin Yang. He's so amazing. But yeah, no. Both those movies are worth watching. Go give them a shot. Give them a shot. But yeah. Still, yeah. That's what I would say.
Something unknown to me.